Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Attention, children of the night. Today's show is a service of our Amazon page. When you get ready for Halloween, please remember to shop Amazon. And when you do, go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to support the show. And the prices are so good, it's scary.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That was new, or was that old new?
That was old new.
When did you discover that?
I discovered it actually yesterday.
It's great.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's a good thing to play. Tuesday's Halloween. Ooh. Probably get a little... If we'd run it through the whole month of October, it might get a little crispy, so I think that works out pretty well.
Yeah, I like it. You know? Yeah. Sounds like some voice work.
Thirsty. Speaking of thirsty, I'm really glad that we've got intern Adrian. It was, let me explain the way things get to me down here in Florida. It is a system that is, I would describe it as flawed in a system that I think we run rather efficiently.
It's covered wagon.
The Mike O'Mara Show. It's just not done correctly. It's never been done correctly.
The Pony Express.
But it doesn't involve Pony.
Mm. Yeah, I take offense to that.
Well, Rob, explain how things get to where they get.
Oftentimes, stuff is shipped here or to my home, and then we like to present it to you on air.
As an offering.
That's right. We lay it at the feet of you.
The sun god.
The sun god, the sun king, Mike the 14th. And then it is mailed to you. And in the past, the most recent past, the mailing has been handled by Adrian, who up until recently has been doing a great job.
But even if there's like a sponsor product that needs to get down here to Florida, quite often it will go through a kind of a convoluted way. It's not
although
like
we've corrected it, that. We have corrected that, but in the past that has been a problem.
I actually addressed this with the team after the fact, and we had to...
So please walk us through that. I was not privy to that conversation.
We had to deconstruct why things aren't sent directly to you. I think...
How did that go, by the way?
It went well because you know what? They were kind enough to remind me and walk me through the process. We initially had everything going to Manassas when you lived in Manassas.
Back in the day. It seems like it was 100 years ago.
Yes, it does.
Just recently. We had it going to Manassas, no problem. Right. Everything went to Manassas. When we moved to D.C., we had everything go to Rob's house because Rob was someone that was actually going to receive the actual packages or gifts.
We had a Leesburg P.O. box.
Yes. Yeah, so,
the Spiewak Home and Dead Letter Center.
Yeah. Yes. There we go. One, we decided, no, enough is enough. We need a closer route. So we got a P.O. box in D.C.
Right.
I remember that. I remember that vividly. I remember when that
happened. And then we had an issue at that point where we said, Mike's not getting anything. Why isn't it just going directly to him? So we told them.
And it specifically is important for new sponsors.
Endorsements.
Exactly. If they haven't gone public yet and they haven't opened things up, we get a little sample of certain things a la that's it. Fruit bars, the Quip toothbrush is an example, that type of thing.
If you have a package, send it to Florida. When you had surgery and moved to Maine, we had a problem with people getting things to Maine for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that didn't sound right because I didn't have surgery and moved to Maine. I mean, the show takes, but where I do the show from is Maine and Florida.
Yeah, but when you
and
move,
I have for
okay,
the last
I'm just thinking
two,
of the last summer.
Years.
But when you moved to Maine, the changing of address mid-year for the agencies was always problematic.
Tricky.
Because they would send
is it
you
the
some...
agency's fault or is it that we would not notify the agencies when that was happening?
No, Mike. Hand to God, they don't care. They just know that they're sending a package.
Right.
So sometimes they'll pull an old IO that has an old address.
Yeah.
So then we said, forget it, send it here and send it to Mike if we confirm he's in Florida.
Right.
So that was resolved, and that's the business side of
it. Business
side. Then there is the other element where we have the mailbag, and we have listeners send stuff a lot, and we are extremely grateful.
Love it.
And every now and then, there are things that are really, really exciting, and they're presented to me. And I'll say, hey, that's great.
Something you
and
really then, want that a listener sent.
Mm. But I would say, who is responsible for sending me that stuff?
That's the Rob mob.
Well, Rob does that.
Yes.
But Rob quite often in the past, and you can defend yourself, but I'm going to make my point here.
Understood.
You would gleefully, and it seemed rapidly, send me stuff I had no interest in. Stuff that you would you would make the decision. It's not anything you were interested in, but it would be something that it would be either in the trash or to a box.
This is your interpretation.
And then I never if there would be something it. Of value that would be something special, it would lag behind.
Can you offer an example?
Like a passive aggressive?
The most recent example I would say is like 6 months ago, it seems like, we were doing a show and a listener sent in all this wonderful hooch.
Yeah, that was 3 weeks ago.
And I got, hold on, let me finish. You asked me and I'll finish.
All right.
And I got visibly excited about it. And then I said, well, get that right down to me. Well, that never happens.
Well,
it's never immediate. And I could, you know, you're going to say that it was done a certain way, but it was days before, between the time we did that show where the good stuff, and I forgot, who's Liz? Does anybody remember?
Harry Ginka,
who is just a wonderful listener and sent this incredible stuff. And I'm dying down here to get this stuff.
The day we had it
on the show, how many days passed before the even thought about, before it was even put in the hands of anybody to mail?
The day it was here, it was given to Adrian.
Oh, and how many days ago would that have been?
I think it was, I know.
It was a month ago.
It was 3 weeks ago, I believe. I think it was weeks.
No, it was longer. It was a month ago.
All right, then it was a month ago.
Why was it given to him?
No, it was 3 weeks since the following. It was that week, okay. And then
let's say it's a month.
Let's
say it's a month.
Okay, we'll call it a month. But either way, day of, it was in Adrian's hands. Now, Adrian has not failed me up until that point because he has the ability to mail things from his other place of business. You know, he's.
I think it's important to point out on the Mike O'Mara show, when you send us booze, there's a very good chance we're going to get excited about it. This booze. How many times have I asked you, Rob Spiewak, about this? And you threw it on Adrian 3 weeks ago, and it's been on Adrian ever since. There's been no follow-up with him because I have no idea.
It does not
take a month to get a bottle of booze.
You still haven't received it?
No!
I did follow up with Adrian, I think, about 2 weeks after when you first asked about it, and Adrian said
out. That's conjuring speak.
No, you it's said not.
You followed up 2 weeks after when you spoke about it. What does that mean? Give me the timeline on when you followed up with Adrian.
We mailed it the day that we received it in studio.
Hold on. You told me that Adrian mailed. What do you mean we mailed it?
Okay, it was mailed. Wow. Okay.
Well,
it
because Rob, you conjure, man.
No, I'm not
like
conjuring.
Nobody conjures.
I am not conjuring. I'm telling you the absolute truth.
You had said to me that Adrian sent it, and then you say we mailed it.
Okay,
and
I
then
said
you, but
we.
You said to me,
like,
hold on. When I asked you about
this
2 weeks ago, when I asked you about this, you said to me, Adrian's taking care of it.
That's true.
You said. That was your quote. So when you say to me now during the discussion that we talked about, we mailed it.
I apologize for using that pronoun. 2 weeks after it was mailed, 2 weeks after I put it in Adrian's hands, all right?
And you said you put it in Adrian's hands the day of the show.
Exactly.
So that means that
the Friday,
2 weeks,
if I'm not mistaken.
2 weeks after we did the show, same day you handed it to Adrian, and feel free to weigh in if you would like to.
Pipe up, son.
Rob claims that the day of the show it was put in your hands. I just want to make sure that was
correct.
Okay.
Well, Chris, can I mention that mailing alcohol is illegal? So to protect
Wait a minute. Haven't we get hooch all the time?
Technically, it is. It's not legal.
It's illegal to sell it. No, it's illegal to retail it.
Right.
You can't get it from. But if someone wants to sell, if somebody wants to send a gift,
I think if I go to the UPS store and I've got a bunch of, let's say I have bombers,
right?
Five bombers of just brew,
right?
And the UPS guy says, "Sir, what's in here?" And I just say, "Ah, it's just a bunch of collectibles, right?"
Right.
But I'd never let him package it. I never show him it's beer. I never show him anything because he can say no.
Well, now I need to know because this is significant.
Yes.
Because we've received booze for decades.
All the time. But it's not technically up and up.
Wait a minute. Is it legal to get it like as a gift from someone, like sending it?
I think the legality lies in actually shipping.
Where did this come? This is a revelation now. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So I had to, hand over the task to a friend of mine named Tiago,
uh-huh.
who also... who also works at a hotel.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention which one.
Yeah.
So for my friend Diego, and he mentioned, or he told me this.
Yes.
He didn't send it right away.
When were you given the task?
When was Diego given
getting
the task?
The booze? When was Diego given the task of getting the booze down to West South Florida?
Rob is completely innocent. He gave it to me the day of. I got it the day of that. All right. We got it.
I never questioned whether that was done or not. I was just trying to get the timeline. And when Rob said we mailed it, then
I really want to issue a huge apology for that pronoun.
Shut up,
Diego.
Yes.
Such a ball buster. I mean, sorry. I know Diego smokes trash bags of marijuana.
He does.
Hefty.
By the way, I'm curious, didn't we, haven't we had clients that were wine merchants and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. Sent wine to the house? So that's legal, right?
Yes. They can do it, yeah.
They probably have a license of sorts.
Correct.
If you're just Joe customer off the street.
You can't send a bottle of, spirits to somebody and anywhere? I mean, it's completely illegal?
Only if Diego opens his big mouth.
And different states have different rules.
Correct.
I just know that.
That's the way I understand.
Yeah, but in Virginia,
Virginia's the strictest.
For sure, that is not okay.
For sure.
It's a shame you don't come to D.C. every day.
I know.
Yeah, you do know.
Okay, so what happened?
So you can ship it from D.C.
with Diego.
So Diego works overnight shifts on the weekends every other week, and that's when he has to wait to use the machine to mail stuff.
Ah, okay. So was the booze just sitting in your trunk, just getting heated up and
definitely
cooled down?
Definitely not.
Heated
no, up, it's been down? It's been in my house.
Is it still in his house?
No, it's been shipped out.
When did it ship?
In a box of Purell.
Okay, when did it ship out?
Last week.
Last week.
The thing is, I'm terrified because Diego. Damn it. Diego did an awful job of packaging the box and. It may have
oh, great.
Felt-
so now it's got my address on it. And if customs comes here to see me,
you
what
would
do you
be
mean
in
Diego?
Trouble. Diego would be in trouble.
Correct.
Right. Yes.
You would deny any sort of
when
knowledge
did,
of it.
When did Rob start tasking Diego with shipping? Just out of curiosity.
But when it comes with alcohol.
I'm asking Rob that. I'm sorry.
It seems to me about 4 or 5 months ago.
Okay, so he's been doing that for us?
Yeah.
He's a good little mule.
Prior to that, you used to do it, right?
Right, and if there's something that is smaller, like for example, when you get the challenge coins, I actually keep envelopes and postage with me here at the studio so it can go out that day.
So,
but if it's a bigger box, it requires a little more, you know.
Rob, have you ever sent booze to anybody?
Of course.
Yeah, I mean... All right, so, Diego, what's going on? And really,
again, what you do is... this is. You just got to lie.
No, absolutely. I packaged it in a box of Purell.
Oh, don't drink the Purell. That's like
the
Kenny
thing
Dukakis.
Is when you're doing things under the table.
I would like, you know what I would love clarity on?
Yes.
Because I have no interest in breaking laws. I have none. I wouldn't be talking about it on this show. If it ain't supposed to happen, and I'm not supposed to get the high-end bottle of grandma that
right.
the guy sent, I'm not interested in doing that. This is the first I've ever heard of it. And you say, you're quick to say it's illegal, but you don't know the law, do you? You don't know specifically what the law is.
Who are you speaking to, Mike?
You.
Okay.
Diego. And let's stop doing the Diego thing because I want to. So what do you know the law?
I do know it's illegal. I do know there are laws.
No, no,
against...
no. That's generic. What is specific? What
I will look
is
it up
illegal?
For you.
Pony,
right now,
do you
Mike?
Have
okay.
something to throw in?
It's not illegal. USPS will not do it. UPS and FedEx will do it, but they have certain restrictions. You have to
okay.
meet.
All right.
So there it is. And that's all I wanted, Diego. Thank you, Pony. I just wanted to know, you know, what the deal is.
And right. I apologize.
He's out of his depth, Rob.
I
He's
only
out of
have
his
access.
Depth.
Well,
he often
yes.
is.
What yes. happened? Do you have a tracking number of sorts?
I do not have a tracking number because it's a sticker that you post on a box.
Yeah, but there's got to be a UPS.
This
like,
is
US
what
US.
Happens when the pothead is tasked
it's
with
a USPS.
Something important.
Okay, gotcha.
It's, yes.
But in my
it's
defense, I see.
Well, no, you shouldn't have sent that. As Pony said, you should have. If you were so aware of the legality, then you should have been aware of the fact that we don't want to go through the post office. Well, if UPS and FedEx are going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know that's fine. I think so, and you know the show can pay for the
what
FedEx
have,
show,
what have
or
we,
can we, Oscar?
I mean, I've never said we can.
Maybe
never,
next week.
No,
that
no,
was
no.
a joke about our current situation.
I mean, 1 month out of the year, we have an issue.
Can we pay for the postage? Do we have enough people in the account?
Buy the bonus show. Listen.
Do they teach you that here, Brads?
I think what we've learned is this. I've got three separate ball busting players going at once here. I love Diego.
I love you too, Oscar.
But oh, that's nice. Tony, you're the only one that's not getting in this balls busting.
It's so weird. It's foreign to me.
Diego.
And then Rob busted my ball, so technically it's four of us getting his rocks.
I'm sorry I put that word
in there. Aren't you scared that you're going to disappoint Mike?
It's not that. I'm also scared I might lose, or someone might lose a job when it's when you're involving the hotel.
Okay, I don't give a f- about your hotel. Okay. All right.
No, but if that's the case, he shouldn't be doing it. Don't put the boy out. This is
you
a dedicated
can tell him
employee.
No. He has all day to do dick. He's doing free shit all the time. He can go to the UPS store.
You're right, and I apologize, and that's on me for
why,
not speaking
why did
up.
You so take me through the process, and by the way, I have no problem with Rob Spiewak delegating, okay? I've said that forever. That's fine.
To the wrong guy.
So when did one
would think that mailing something is not like asking him to rewire.
It's really not mailing.
House.
It's more like shipping.
All right.
It's
really a 20 like pound bottle.
How many bottles were we talking about? What was the hooch that was coming down? It was just the grandma, wasn't
that,
it?
That's all right. One bottle?
And the Irish whiskey that was
yeah,
like
was
30 pounds.
Oh, that big tall Irish whiskey. I forgot about that. Thing that
was that
like,
Irish whiskey or like a knockoff Irish
cream? It was
a
vodka
cream.
And an Irish whiskey.
No, it was it was an Irish whiskey that was the size of a peg leg, and it was Kirkland brand Irish whiskey.
New Orleans, Louisiana. We're getting excited.
But also,
about
in my defense, you volunteered and you said it was cool.
I did, and it is cool, but when you're doing things under the table, you have to play by a certain
rules.
Well,
to be honest, at your height, everything's under
it's
the table.
Not, oh, if funny, Pony funny, Boy funny. Says that there are certain protocols with shipping booze for FedEx and UPS, you don't have to do anything under the table like you would smoke your lid into Bonnaroo, okay?
Correct,
you don't have to do that.
He sent a USPS. That's all he has access to.
Exactly.
Right.
It's all he has access to. Says too. We've gotten FedEx, UPS, and the USPS here.
But
we've gotten everything here.
He was probably waiting till all his managers were gone so he could actually put it on the scale.
If you had said it's problematic for me, Rob would take it to what wherever you go, Rob, USPS or
the UPS store. Yes,
and put it in and send it. I mean, my God, you've received enough decanters in your lifetime that you know the ins and outs of this. Diego, come on. Now, what's going on with you?
Did you forget, son?
No, I did not forget. It's
like
I said,
pawn it and
I have
buy
to
weed?
Wait every other week. No, I did not. I have to wait every other week until the overnight shift when no one's there.
Well, then you shouldn't have volunteered to get it down.
You
here.
Know,
right.
of all things,
stuff,
he's going to want that alcohol, man. He'll forget a challenge koi for a year.
Yeah, that's
I
right.
Did I tell the story of what I ended up doing? Do you know what I ended up doing, Diego, because of you?
What?
Because of you?
It was last week, middle of last week. We hadn't had a babysitter in 2 weeks. We were real excited. We went out to dinner and a movie. It's actually a movie and a dinner. And Daddy might have had a little extra toddy at dinner time. And I think it was a Saturday night. It was Saturday night. I had a little extra toddy. And then I said, you know what? I don't think that Grand Marnier is ever going to get to my house. So we're going to go to the ABC store.
Nice.
And Mr. O'Meara walked into the ABC store down here, and it's not the ABC store like it is in Virginia.
No, it's just
where
the
it's
liquor
alcohol
store.
Beverage control.
Right.
Where the police state controls the dissemination of booze. This is called ABC, like, you know, building blocks.
Right.
Right. So I go in there and they had a special. A Grand Marnier special.
Isn't a sale in a liquor store the greatest thing in the world?
Well, Carla was pissed because she said, what is that bottle? I said, well, they had a really nice discount on the large bottle of Grand Marnier. I said, what do you mean large bottle? And I took out a Grand Marnier bottle that is the trunk of the car. Hold on. I'm talking amongst yourselves. I have to do
this. I've never seen a big bottle of Grand Marnier.
Yeah, oh, it's beautiful. It's expensive. That's a really costly liqueur. So you got to, when you can save money, you got to jump on
again,
it.
Yeah. Wednesday, I was at a bar up the street from here,
right?
And we were just hanging out with the bartender, and she's like, "Do you guys want a shot of Grand Marnier?"
That's a good bartender.
And I said, "It's 6 p.m. on a Wednesday."
She probably has a liquor rep coming in. They got to move some product.
I have no idea. I sat here. I was like, "This sounds amazing," but I don't know what about this tracksuit I'm wearing. Essentially, says this guy wants to get hammered right now. Like, what part of me says
so
he's
did
got,
you take the shot?
He's got nothing. Yes.
Of course.
He's got nothing else to live for.
Mike,
you know?
Mike, I know that
who
you want
to
show
else
us.
To live for? Was that about me?
No.
I know that you're excited to show the bottle, but you've just had major surgery. Be careful when you lift it.
Yes. Okay, so we see the
now
top.
Now it looks pretty unusual. Just looks like top
yeah,
of
yeah,
a
yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, it keeps going. Oh my God!
What?
That's as big as your head.
It is as big as your head.
Holy smokes. That scene's usually in adult videos.
In it now?
Oh my God.
What?
There's a third of the bottle. Went on a little kick.
Man, you drink that much Grand Marnier.
Couple weeks ago.
I think your endocrinologist is going to start coming door to door. Can I help you now?
I think
can
it's
I
gonna
help
be fine.
You now?
I so, think I'm going to be A-okay.
Adrian, question for you, and it was with a heavy heart that I asked this. So I'm guessing that other bottle of liqueur that we wanted to ship to Mike, that has not gone out.
Not yet.
Is it in your car?
Hey,
hold on. I'm educated decision here. Take the responsibility away.
Yeah, exactly.
You beat me to it. Yeah. Please bring it in on your next day,
I'm
and I will
it in my
ship
suitcase.
It.
I'm taking it to New Orleans, Mike. I promise you, the weekend of your life. I promise you that.
Well, I'm not going to
have
drink
so much
no,
fun.
No, he
that
doesn't
crap
want
in New Orleans.
And but you've also got to ship the quilt and all that stuff. Remember that box?
Yeah, that's easy. That's
yeah, but you see, what's easy is bring
is
it
doing
to me.
It. Is
and
actually
I will take
doing
care
it when
of it.
He okay. says he's going to do it.
And then you will see me look
I thought
light
you were
and
the
happy.
One. I thought, like, I know you had trouble, like, you know, being a broadcaster and stuff, but I thought you were, like, the one, the competent one. Like, you had a regular job, you're really successful and stuff. Why are you punting this one all the time? Then you got Johnny Pothead on
it's
this
not,
task.
It's not the punt, it's the process. The process is what gets
remember
him.
That, Mike. It's not the punt. It's the process.
No, because he has to scroll it. Like, he's shipping drugs. He has to do it when he gets a night shift
exactly.
every other week. When he's in there, no one's there, and he can fleece the company exactly. dry.
What kind of watch is that pony that you were just checking?
Oh, it's an LG Style.
Yes.
Oh, it's great. Ooh. I've never seen a watch band that went around three times.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I had a little ADD there. Well, anyway.
My apologies, Mike. I thought he would be able to handle it.
Send more booze.
Yes,
Mike will
yes.
never get it.
Thank you, Hari. We appreciate the stuff that I never got because somebody made
Hari.
It more difficult.
If it's any consolation, I sent them separately. The Grand Marnier was the first one I sent, so that'll be the first one you receive.
Oh, good. Well, I mean, it'll be a nice Christmas after all. That's fantastic. Looking forward to it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Do you believe in ghosts? Some people believe in them. Others do not. Personally, I do.
Yes.
And I feel sure that when you leave
sure.
this theater...
Theater.
You too will believe in ghosts.
Thudda.
When you came in,
thudda.
You were given a special ghost viewer like
thudda.
This. Here's how it works. Would you please change the color of the screen?
You please
thank
change
you.
Your upper plate.
You must only use it when the screen changes to this kind of a bluish color.
Bluish.
Then you raise the viewer to your eyes.
Eyes.
And you look at the screen through it.
And I smoke it.
If you
cigarette.
Believe in ghosts.
Ghosts.
You look through the red part of the viewer.
In this theater.
If you do not believe in ghosts,
ghosts.
You look through the blue part.
Ashtray
would you please change the color again?
Please.
Thank you. Now, when the screen resumes its normal color,
normal.
Like this,
theater.
Remove the viewer from in front of your eyes until the next time the screen becomes blue.
Ghosts.
Oh, one more thing.
Yes.
If someone sits down next to you during the picture,
light him a
it would be helpful if you would show him or her how the viewer should be used.
How the viewer.
And remember, if you believe in ghosts, look through the red part. If you don't believe in
ghosts,
look through the blue. Happy haunting.
Haunting.
Goodbye for now.
Thank you. What? What happened there?
Stereo phasing trouble. It's canceling itself out.
All right, well, live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show.
That's really
what's
gross.
Going on?
There was an additional drop-in that sometimes it just doesn't play well in stereo. My apologies.
Yeah, that's all right.
Well, I mean...
That's what they say at NBC. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Updated now. And get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, ladies and gentlemen, and brought to you by Quip. Here's something to chew on. Recent studies show that good oral health impacts your overall health, but still, most of us don't brush our teeth properly. But you can start brushing better today. Brushing with Quip, the new company that's replacing the way people brush their teeth. It's an electric toothbrush, packs premium vibration and timer features into an ultra-slim design at half the cost of bulkier brushes. Quip is sleek and elegant. Imagine if Apple designed a toothbrush, but without the big price tag. Quip is backed by leading dentists and was named one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2016. They also won a 2016 GQ Grooming Award and made it on Oprah's 2017 New Year's O list. Best of all, Quip starts at just $25, and you can subscribe for new brush heads on a dentist-recommended three-month plan for just $5. Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. You heard right. That's your first refill pack is free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's getquip, GETQUIP.com/TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Quip. It will be love at first brush. That's right. Yeah, a little technical issue. Sorry,
yeah, my apologies. That happened once before, and I can tell you exactly when it was.
Where that will never happen?
Where?
That will never happen at a Tuscarora High School football
game. Oh, it won't.
That will never, ever happen at a Tuscarora High School football game.
Right you are, Mike.
On this show, it's like, yeah, I don't know. I just got messed up. Anyway.
I can only check it so many times. It played perfectly this morning for me.
Do you want to try it again?
Let's try it again.
You know what? I would like to
Let's try to fix it.
I would like to play it from another source to see if it was somehow messed up by the soundboard.
What was that? First of all, describe the clip. I really don't care. I don't. I'm just giving you a hard time.
No, I think it's important that we get to the bottom
seven.
Of this. The problem
Bingo.
Was...
This is the Mike O'Mara Show, take two.
You, Oscar. there was a second clip. The first clip, of course, was William Castle talking about if you believe in ghosts, right?
Now, I was making fun of the fact that he's got a whistle in
horrible,
his teeth and he's
horrible.
A smoker, and it's like an old clip from the 50s or 60s.
And then there is a second clip that was played over the Michael Jackson that is Vincent Price saying, scream, scream for your life. And for some reason, it just didn't, count. And so now I'm playing it.
It would be helpful.
Different source
if
here.
If you this would show him or her.
Oh, it's actually messed up on the original source as well.
Yeah. Now, but let me see this. Hold on. Okay, what if we play it just off the speaker of the iPad? Because this played fine when I played it last night and this morning when I loaded it.
All right.
So I'm playing it now. You'll be able to hear it through the microphone. I think it's actually right.
Well, you can't prove
it,
unfortunately.
It's hard to tell with
that
incredible stellar audio right there.
Do you hate headphones when you test audio, or is everybody
there's
just
only one
f***ing
thing I hate
whoa,
right now.
Whoa!
So maybe if I took the stereo phasing and wrapped it in a large, sharp object and crammed it up your
office chair.
Maybe we'd all feel better.
Oh, Lord. Welcome to the Friday Fest at the Mike O'Mara.
Fun trip in today, too. So, this is good. It's all good.
Fright Fest.
What happened on your trip in today?
I came in and saw that guy.
He was on time today.
He was pointing at Oscar.
Yep,
with that
he was
today.
On time. Give him a f***ing medal.
Okay. Pony can only do so many edits. Huh? Yes. He can only do so many
friends.
Edits.
Did you?
What do you think it is? What do you think the
I think
is?
That if I were to go
dwell
home,
on this.
If I were to go home and mono it out, it would fix it. I don't know why.
You can play Monday because we've got Monday's show.
Before
Halloween. You quit.
How about Oscar does a show open for Monday?
You best believe I'll check the audio.
Yeah, like I did.
Wow. All right.
You clearly didn't.
Stop it or I'll have to get a bug. This is. Don't throw things.
Jesus.
By the way, is that a urine sample you picked up?
It's a candle.
What is in front of us? Oh, it's a candle.
Yes, it's not a Yankee candle because we're too cheap for that. It's the American Home candle.
You must play for the Yankees. So, Robbie, you all right?
Like a little support. Sometimes I'd love a little support. That's all.
It's Oscar, give Rob some more
support.
Stop
being a pussy. Come on. We're just breaking balls.
God, oh, God.
Oh, smells like fish in here.
You know what? This is all your fault, Diego, today. This
yeah,
is
way
your
to
fault.
Go,
this
Diego.
This is your fault. I'm sorry. All he did was ask you to get me a little bottle.
That's
come
it.
On.
Mail and one package.
And I had an ulcer last night.
And look at the cost. Yeah. Look what it cost me.
We can't see the price.
Yeah, it took 5 years off Mike's life. That's the cost.
Well, there's no price on it, but...
you can't put a price on happiness.
This was north of $60 for this bottle.
How much did that cost?
Then you got a great deal, because that's like
yeah,
a 90...
Yeah, they're like $74 normally.
I think 90 a pair.
Sometimes they've been up super expensive.
Monday.
All right, I apologize for losing my head, guys.
It's okay, man.
Because I want
you
to know.
9 o'clock in the morning.
When it's
oh boy, is that a show?
Hey, everyone loves orange juice in the morning.
Yummy.
I do get as frustrated as you guys because I do check it, and it's something that is an intangible, and it just pisses me off. So I'm sorry,
Rob. We all get upset when we all individually fail the program.
Well, we're going to go. Listen,
no one knows better, Oscar.
We're going to go. You could really, I could coach you on where to go with him right now. You know,
no, you know what?
I could go to the money thing. Yeah. Go to the money thing. That's his Achilles heel right now.
No, no.
Mine, I got 50 of them.
I want to make it a show about love.
No. You know, your strategy is the poor put upon. I know how you work. I know how you work with him. You just attack him and then, but you know what? You've got your loyal fans out there.
Yeah.
I get letters every month that say, stop picking on Rob.
Oh, good.
You never get one that says, stop picking on me, right? You never do that.
No,
right?
Oscar always says that.
We don't pick on you. We don't pick on you.
Oh, that's the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
The Skype comes up. We start licking our lips. It's like,
What's it going to look like today? Hey, today I'm dressed in my power washing outfit today. There you go.
Now is that when you're being power washed?
Well, you know what? I could come in without.
Get the barnacles off the left rear panel. Mr. O'Mara's going out tonight.
I could take that off, but if I did that, you'd see this. That would really not be good, would it?
Anyway. You know, I want you to know one thing, and I don't mean this in a ball-busting way.
Yes.
When you come on the Skype and we see you and you're wearing a hat, it's not like I'm thinking, God, I bet his hair looks great under there.
No,
we've always known.
Well, it's socializing night here at Cocoonville, and I've got a deck to wash this afternoon. And so, you know, I'm dressed in my work clothes.
Right.
And it was just, you know, and then I'll primp later. But Mrs. O'Mara wants to go to this party. Mrs. O'Mara wants to go to this party, and I don't because Miss and the reason I don't is multifold.
Okay. You got to tell us what party it is first.
It is the Cocoonville Halloween Conclave.
Oh, got it.
Where people from the Midwest who have been dear friends for 50 years all get together and put silly costumes
on. We're wearing costumes.
Well, they all come at the same. They stay at the same table, and we're the outsiders.
At a home. This is at like the clubhouse.
This is at the club, and then Carla's young friend, another young woman with a child, and her husband we're going with them like we did last year. And Carla doesn't want to dress up, and I said, "Well, you're going to a Halloween party. You might as well want to dress up." I said, "It's making us out to be more outsiders than we really are."
Uh-huh.
So I am essentially dreading the fact that we're going to this because I don't know the people.
Yeah.
I'm not in with the group. I've never been in. And the fact is, if at least I was wearing a costume and somebody said, well, Mike, why don't you wear a costume? Well, I'm not going to wear a costume if my wife's not.
Don't go then. Why don't you and the other spinsters get together?
You don't need that party to emphasize what you already feel, even if it's false.
This is supporting my wife who wants to go. She just doesn't want to wear a costume.
Why does she want to go if it's going to be what you guys know it is, the land of
suck? She would tell you she wants to go that Carla's favorite line is, if you want friends, be a friend. So that's why she's supporting
her. That's what Oscar always says.
And also the minimum you have to spend a certain amount, and we haven't reached it yet, and we want to definitely we don't want to be charged for something we don't use, so we have to do that.
What if she does like a cleverly hip, easy costume? Like I always like when there was an episode of The Office where Jim just wrote book on his forehead, and they said, "What are you?" He said, "I'm Facebook."
I might steal that.
You see, that is so easy, and it's clever, and it gets you off the hook.
But I think that what I get the root of this is A, I get that you want to get your money's worth.
Right.
If you buy a package and you have to attend certain events.
Let's call
it
a minimum. You have to spend a certain amount of money.
I don't know this world, Mike. All I know is that if it makes me uncomfortable, no money is worth the effort.
Well, it's I just feel as though, you know, it's. I hope we have a good time, but I got Little League tomorrow morning, and I want to be fresh, so I'm not going to be partying tonight. So
especially
it's just,
if it's a social thing, right? So think about it.
Oh, it's a shame you shaved already, because or if you had let your beard go a little longer, like maybe 4 days worth, you could just show up and say that you and her were Harvey Weinstein interviewing an actress. We're a really rumpled
suit. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Wow. You could totally be a Weinstein brother.
Be Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
You know what? You get some stippling. Just put up like a fake beard and mess up your hair.
Yeah, I just don't think it's the right room for this. I was thinking
how
of running
people
out.
They won't even know who Weinstein is.
Exactly. I was thinking about running out.
We don't have any Weinsteins in our neighborhood.
He's a successful movie producer.
I'm thinking about running out and buying a Trump mask. Which might
see, there you go. That's good.
You know, and
I'm sure you'll make friends that way, Mike.
Yeah. yeah, that's right. I'll
you gotta
be
a friend to make a friend.
Popular. Yeah, I'll be super popular with that.
Be a friend to make a friend.
Yeah.
What else
and
could
then,
you
how
be?
About if I just get a Trump mask and walk up to every single one of them all and I go, how am I doing? How am I doing? How am I doing? How am I doing?
The economy is growing globally. The world is growing,
The
Mike.
World.
Thanks.
Get a hat that says, make Halloween great again.
Thanks so much. Yes. Anyway, I'll give you a report on Monday. We're going. It's the way it looks right now. I said to her, you know, maybe we could go somewhere else. And hey, so we're going to that party, right?
The Tiki Bar!
Tiki Bar!
Are we going to the party tonight?
The freaky Tiki Bar.
Are you going to dress up? No, why not? Can you come in for 1 minute before you go?
Oh, you're killing
me. Just 1 minute? Yeah. Here she comes. Yeah. Mrs. O'Meara. Hi,
always a treat. Always a treat.
By the way,
yes.
Playing hooky today. Got a play date. He's really excited.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Come on in, Michael. Come on in.
Hi, guys.
So the boys can
say,
we're going to the party?
We are going to the party.
Why aren't you dressing up?
I hate dressing up.
That's it. That's all I have to do.
I'm sorry, Mike. It's sad for you.
Don't you think we'd feel more like a part of things if we dressed up?
Do you want to dress in your costume again?
Not necessarily, but I mean, I'd like to maybe go get a Trump mask, and you could be Melania, and I'd wear a Trump mask.
No, thank you.
They'd hate this game. Anyway, where's the little guy? Come here, little guy.
Hey,
come
buddy boy.
Here. Come right over here. Happy Halloween. Happy done Halloween. Yeah, he had trunk or treat. There he is. Okay.
Hi,
God, he's
Michael.
Getting big.
He's like a little man.
Say happy Halloween to everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Are you going to a party right now? Okay, have fun. I love you.
Have fun.
See you, buddy.
There he goes.
Bye.
Has he doubled in size?
Like Dago and smoke that Mary Jane. What?
Has he doubled in size in the past 2 weeks?
He's gotten longer. He's going to be tall. He's going to be a tall drink of water.
You're such a cool dad.
Did you play music for us to break?
I did, but you brought Carla in, so I stopped it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, we'll take a break now. We'll take a break, and when we come back, lots going on the Mike O'Meara Show. Got to start talking about NOLA. We are less than a week away from flying down to New Orleans, Louisiana, and I'll tell you, people are crowing about it online. Not. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show, really. I saw a
werewolf with a Chinese. This week on the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show.
Okay, so I've got Mofos, Brazzers, Digital Playground, Pornhub Premium, Reality Gang, 40 Inches Plus, 8th Street Latinas, Bad Tow Truck, Big Naturals. Oh,
Big T Boss,
Bikini Crashers.
Let me ask you this.
Captain Stabbin, Sex Hub, Twisties, Reality Kings, Jesus. Wicked, the GF Leaks, which are Girlfriend Leak videos, but they're all fake. Fake Hub.
What is Twisties?
Twisties is just, that's one of these ancillary
websites. You know what, that's the question
website.
I don't want to hear the answer to.
Yeah, you don't want to answer to that.
If you don't mind, thank you.
Am I the only one who thought of an ice cream cone?
Within this. Mind you.
Rob, you're so blissfully innocent sometimes.
The Mike O'Meara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Let me turn up my level now since I heard that promo. Just to see if we are there. That might be better based on that.
The whole promo,
the
whole promo was low. The whole promo.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's not, that wasn't you. So just, now you sound like
God. Equalize my level, Pony, when we go to post-production, so we can maybe try to make it a little more balanced.
It sounded like we were far away.
Thank you.
We can discuss that after the show.
Welcome back, Mike. I know. I've got my brain, you know how it is.
Yeah, it's not just
everything is being noticed. This is when I sweat the details. Anyway, welcome to the show. Brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If all of a sudden you needed major surgery, would you try to handle it yourself? No, you wouldn't.
No.
You wouldn't know what to do. What would you do? on your own if you had to refinance without knowing exactly what you're doing. You got to take care of it the right way because your money's on the line. What you need is an expert. That's why you've got to call Cornerstone First Financial, Cornerstone's office right in our building. They're good guys, and they will get you the refi process. Get you your refi process moving fast. Let me do it. And they will get your refi process moving fast and easy. Right now, all signs are pointing to a substantial rate hike coming in December. You got to be aware of this. Rates are already starting to creep up in anticipation of December. You want to get some money right out and right now. You've got the equity. You've got it built up. Help, help, help is on the way with Cornerstone First Financial. They're going to help you free up some money while rates are still good so you can get this stuff you need right now, like the major surgery we talked about. Sure.
Major.
Officially endorsed by Oscar Santana, click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida, Cornerstone First Financial, making sure that you have the ability to explore every opportunity in the best and smartest way possible. I just always aware of the balance and levels and stuff like that, where if I was to listen to yesterday's show, for example, would everything sound perfect?
Yes.
It should.
It should. That's no confidence right
now.
No,
it is. And that's because that's the answer I get normally when I ask about
that. Let's say we're going to double check that. It will.
It does already. It sounds perfect. Yes.
Why does everybody hate confirming that they're good at their job? You're good at your job. Yeah, say yes, and then go and look at it, and if it's wrong, fix it.
I all I know is I boosted that promo and used double compression on
I'm not talking about the promo. I'm talking about the overall.
Yeah, the show. Oh,
the show's great.
Okay. See? Okay. But when you say great, you really have to sell it.
Great.
There you go. Nice.
Remember at the beginning of the show when Pony wasn't getting his balls busted? Now everybody's
now
gotten his. Yeah, it's his turn. It all worked out.
When we get close to this, I just get angst for no reason. We have a sold out show that we're going to be doing
this
show on
stage.
This
is the same angst you had before we sold out, which makes no sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all, but it is the way I roll. And I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me. I might be having a small breakdown like I do before these live shows. I want to make sure that people are hanging from the rafters, that it's, you know. And I just, when we came to D.C., correct me if I'm wrong. If I'm wrong about this,
all right.
If I'm lying, I'm dying, and I shouldn't. This is against every rule of Bill O'Reilly hype that you will hear on a show like this when I do this anxiety. When we came to DC last year for a live show, was it not people talking about this and that and this and that and this and
it
that?
Was
and it's non-existent.
It was a problem because of the logistics behind the DC show. The DC show logistics.
Right. Okay.
Or remember when, and I love Jimmy Cerrito, but remember when he horned in and made some sort of pre-party, then an after-party, then a pre-party,
oh,
an after-party.
So there was a lot of drama.
Yes.
That's what, here's what I want everybody to do. I know the show is sold out, and I know everybody's made their arrangements to get down there. I want to pretend like it's not sold out. I want everybody to just get online.
A last-minute push.
No, just talk about the fact that they're excited going down to NOLA. Post about NOLA. We can't do it all on our own the time. You know what? Trip Affleck was online yesterday, and he was talking about how he likes to work, and then he likes to go home and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he say, did you see that post,
I didn't
Rob?
See the post.
That's what he's talking about. And I think that there are many in the listening audience of this particular show that have that same kind of where this is it. Click, 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 click. That's it. That's the extent. Be alive. Talk about, you know, what you're going. Merle Rogers, for example, going on a ghost tour on Thursday night.
Yes. Right on.
You know, that type of, it's a great city. It's a great city. We're going, we picked this city because I wanted to generate excitement online. That is one of the main reasons I picked this city. I didn't pick this city so you can sit on your fat asses and not talk about it until it's over. I want people to demonstrate to me that they are going to this wonderful city that I busted Oscar's balls to get to for almost a year so that we could get down there. And it, by the way, it doesn't exist among our inner circle either. Rob, get your fat ass online and start writing about NOLA and what you're looking forward to instead of the whole time. It's time to everybody, let's get online and get lively. I wrote NOLA today. I wrote NOLA online. We picked this
city.
Destination
city.
You're being a complete A, because all we've done for the past 3 weeks internally and on the show is talk about NOLA. A,
that's the show.
My cover page for the last year has been sold out NOLA until I got married. Only
not
the
good
one
enough.
Time.
Not good enough. I want to see posts every day from, and I'm, by the way, I'm imploring our listeners and everybody else on there to just talk about, you know,
do me a favor, everybody. Direct message and or tag
no,
Mike.
No. You shut your mouth.
Please.
You shut your mouth. I'm talking about posts. I see. Correct me if I'm wrong. Have you seen, Rob, you do it more than Oscar does. Have you seen a, you know, a lot of posts about
there's
it?
Not
all
a
I
lot.
See is, I can't make it. I've got two tickets.
If I look on the TMS fan club page, all I see is what's going on Thursday night, what's going on Friday night, what's going on Saturday night. Now,
well, I haven't seen it.
I don't know if you guys have muted these Fs or something has happened or they're blocked.
I haven't seen it.
But when I see everybody.
No, by the way, you're lying because you don't go on the fan page on a regular basis, do you? Do you go on
I
the
do.
Fan page every night?
I
Let me go on
yesterday.
The fan page. Let me go on the fan page right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you can
since
see
you're
what,
saying
you can see
there's
what,
so
what
much
I like.
Scary stuff.
I'll show
on
you
there.
What I got.
All right, hold on just a second. Let me know. You don't do
it. Turn
I'll
it into
do
a
it.
I'm
let
a,
me
I'm
do
an
it.
Admin. I see everything.
Let me do it. All right, so I'm going to go in there right now
yes.
and let's see what we got. Hold on just a second.
I forgot Oscar was an admin on
I'm
the
an
fan
admin.
Page.
I'm an admin.
Here's something of an important fellow.
It's a control thing. Let's see what's going on.
You asked me to become an admin. I didn't want this in my life.
His life.
So Carla puts up NOLA. There's Carla. She's putting up NOLA. Okay, she's up there right now. Maybe if it's just NOLA. That would be exciting. That would be very, very
this
exciting.
This is the last post, the most recent. Do you know, right,
hold
is Todd
hold
has,
on, wait. Just okay. wait and let me see it.
Sorry.
Hold on.
All right.
Hold on. Let me see. What do we have here? Okay. Now, of course, it's on the homepage. It's been up there, you know, for a long time. First thing, in search for a couple of tickets to the live. There we go. That's all I needed. In search for a couple of tickets to the live show, direct message me and help a brother out. That's what I like.
That's
from
good.
Gastonia, North Carolina. That was not solicited, but that's the type of thing that I needed to see.
That's good.
That's it. Perhaps it was within a week that I had to wait. Let me go down. Eric Stuglinski. You know, Zoo, I love you, bro. I really do. I can't give you airfare. He didn't ask for airfare, Zoolander.
He's being funny.
Oh, my God.
And did you see that I answered that, by the way?
No, and then and here's your typical post. This is what we say. Rob, check this out. And it's a Star Wars album. That I don't need that. Star Wars doesn't need any more hype. I need some
but
hype.
But they can't give you airfare. I answered that this morning for Zoo.
Oscar, are you on the fan club page?
Yes.
All right. Are you looking at all? Are you looking at all the posts right now?
Yeah, there's a dude with a naked with a big.
There seems
with
to
a
be a
butt.
Theme
yeah.
that you were discussing prior
on.
To the show.
Yeah.
Oh, is there? Okay.
That's a question about a former intern. But no, and the answer is no, to the best of our And then Stephanie Larson puts Happy
that.
Friday. See, Stephanie Larson puts Happy Friday on the fan club page with a picture of a man's ass cheeks.
Yes.
That's yeah. That's not it's time to get the PR machine going. You understand? That's I mean, it's all about
so
branding.
It's not ass branding. Cheeks. It's New Orleans.
Yeah, right. But Mike, when you say
in honor of HBS with a picture of someone,
when you say I'm not on the fan page this morning before the show started, I answered Eric's post.
I agree to that. I disagree with your characterization of the fact that they're all over the fan page talking about that. That's it. So I'd like to see
if
a
they're
bit
fighting
more.
About tickets and asking for tickets, isn't that a good thing?
There's one post like that.
Yes.
I'm saying there was not that prior to coming in here, and I'm back 18 hours behind. And you know, I'm seeing a picture of a woman going to the bathroom in a men's room. That's
oh, I
all
saw
I'm
that.
Seeing,
oh.
Right? Yes, you saw that. That's it. Would I? So
which
is
you
my
might
point?
See, which
is
you
my
might
point
see.
Somewhat well taken?
It
right?
Is, it's understood.
Life has just proceeded normally when we've got our biggest event
only
of the year next week.
Only post about NOLA to help our lives out, please.
Please do.
We're
it.
On there. That's
post.
All
no,
we need.
I think I've got a valid point, Oscar. I think the fact that I was talking about, you know, I see something about Saudi traffic. I see something about Horny Bob Spiewak. I see something about a woman in a men's room. And I'm going through all the ones. I'm on the fan page right now.
It's funny you bring him up. Horny Bob Spiewak, my father, pop.
Saskatchewan.
Please put the word in motion. Let's have a pinup that's a New Orleans pinup. Let's
That'd
put it
wonderful.
In motion. Yes, let's
I just
do that.
Think, you know, I just want to catch
yeah,
a little get
that.
A little
sure.
excitement generated for this show. I don't think that I don't think that's out of line. Do
not
you think
at all.
That's out
not
of line?
At all.
I don't think that's out of line at all. I think it's okay. What are you laughing at now? Now
he loves social media.
You know, let's both kill him. Let's both take him out and
kill him. Take me out.
Really?
This post. So, and do you guys, is Todd Hess a nerd? Is that the guy who hates us?
Oh, I'm blocked. I blocked him years ago.
Yeah?
I see, I don't see him, so okay. That means I probably hate him.
Then I won't read this. I'm not going to stoke the...
Can I say it?
Go ahead, read it. Read it. No, I don't mind getting a little hate. I don't mind getting a little hate.
All right, it says, Todd Hess writes, so let me know if I have this straight. TMOS put Nolitix on sale a year prior and creates a false sense of urgency, and then Mike complains when people can't go at the last minute. Which is it? If I have this wrong, I will be quiet. But really, dude, if you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing. And what's funny, I can see people
hey, Todd,
that have liked
Todd,
it.
Todd, you know why Rob blocked you? Todd, you know why Rob blocked you and I blocked you? Because you're an a-hole, Todd.
Yes,
Hess.
That's what he is.
See, Todd Hess is an a-hole. We have to take another break.
Yes, we
sorry,
do.
That was it. But this is good. This is a Friday therapy before the show.
Progress.
Yeah.
And did we not have a great writing meeting yesterday?
Yeah, and Todd Hess, I should point out to you also that the urgency is not for people to buy last-minute tickets. The urgency is for the people that are already going.
Yes.
Hopefully not you. That's what I wanted to point out. I'm talking about creating the buzz for... Yeah, we're... Look, the tickets have been sold, dude. We're not worried about that.
Right.
That's not the concern we have. What the issue is creating the aura of excitement, okay? Which I do one a year. And yeah. Rob does one a year. And then Oscar does 40 a year.
That's right.
So I think that, you know, I just want to have some excitement. That's all I want.
Stop being a Hess-hole.
A Hess-hole. What a total Hess-hole. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
On November 4th, the Big Easy's going to get a lot more rowdier.
Here is a bulletin.
Just into TMOS News, there's now a new day and time for the TMOS Fan Club meet and greet. It will now be held on Friday, November 3rd from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. in the Orleans Room at the Pan Am Conference Center. Come out and party the night away with all of your friends from the TMOS Fan Club. Featuring
heavy hors d'oeuvres,
cash bar, along with special appearances by
Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana,
and Mac Pony Boy Blue. That's the TMOS Fan Club meet and greet. Now on Friday, November 3rd from 8 to 11 at the Pan Am Conference Center on Poydras Street in the Big Easy. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Hey, everybody, we want you to get there and get our bonus packages. It's autumn time to go out and romp in the colorful fallen leaves, but beware, it's the time of year for chiggers and ticks.
Ugh.
And even worse, TMOS listeners that don't subscribe to the bonus show, they suck worst of all, blood-sucking, slimy parasites that leave you feeling, at the very least, comedically drained. Don't drain us, you disgusting bloodsuckers, especially this week. Sign up for the TMOS bonus show right now. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week, and it still has that yummy flavor that screams autumn. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please quit sucking, and thank you, thank you, thank you.
You know what about all that right. bonus pack? It makes a What's great that? Gift.
Yes, it does.
Oh, it does.
It really does.
So anyway, I've got that out of my system. I
think we
I've
did
been,
some good.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I've been very, very aware of things, and it's going to be... it'll be fine halfway through the green room prior to the live show. When we actually, when we get to the green room for the live show, it's
I think
good.
About
nice
the time we put our ties on, then we will be okay.
I'm not wearing a tie.
Then you're never going to be okay.
You need to wear a tie. Clip on.
Nope, no tie.
Chest
no
hair.
Tie for me.
Ascot.
No. Are you going to trim it down, chest hair?
Took a jacket to get it tailored
Ooh.
Yesterday.
Ooh, fancy. A plaid for the fall?
A saucy plaid?
A saucy plaid.
Were you in the fitting room?
Oh.
Color scheme I normally don't wear.
That's it's a new look for
the
fall.
Is it from the Steve Harvey collection?
No, it's from the Steve Harvey
You know what? You can be a real dick sometimes.
Is yours from the John Panette collection?
From the Mike, from the John Panette estate.
The John Panette. Oh, you went to the
I went to the auction. Sale. Yes, I did.
We have miles and miles of fabric.
I got to get bigger actors.
The trip to the pumpkin patch with my little guy was special yesterday. He is at an age right now where every little bit helps, and I'm old enough and I've been through it before, so
right.
I know that you have to treasure these very, very brief times because it goes almost overnight, and the thing about Florida is we grow those pumpkins big down here.
So went to the
old lady pumpkin patch. He's going to a little Halloween party today. Halloween is fun. Everything is wonderful. And I'm very, very happy. And, you know, that's it. I just wanted to mention that because I love
what all went on at the pumpkin patch. I did the pumpkin patch, I guess, twice with my kids. And it's always a huge disappointment for the grownups.
Yesterday was, you know, they have it. Everything down here seems to be outside of the church. It seems like that's, you know, the community centers.
Right.
There were two very sweet old ladies that were sitting at a card table outside of the thrift shop, and in the field next door to them was the pie. It was a slice of Americana.
Mike,
it was my real life. It was boring.
You could not have painted a sadder picture. Two old ladies at a card table near a pasture.
Let me tell you about a four-year-old, though. You put a four-year-old in a large pumpkin patch, and I would say that the Florida pumpkins down here, they grow like everything grows down
here. You also have land.
Yeah.
You got land, and they were sitting there.
Is it an actual patch, or do they make a mock patch? Do they grow them there, or do they truck them in?
They take a truck in, and they dump the pumpkins in a vacant lot. That's what it was. And, you know, they put the little guy in there, and it took him probably 20 minutes to pick a pumpkin. And Carla was, you know, daddy's like saying, okay, all right, time to make that call. Time to make a call on the pumpkin.
Right.
Well, Carla likes the pumpkin patch too. So he ran around the pumpkin patch and everything was A-okay. And then last night, in a great homage to my old man, I carved the pumpkin with my son, put the candles in it, and set it outside. And I feel as though Halloween is done. Now, you know, Tuesday night, I'm not sure what he's going to do.
I'm jealous.
We already had the trunk or treat.
Mike, I'm so jealous because my pumpkin patch was the pumpkins they had at Giant. Because I'd be with my mom holding on to the cart, and she'd like, pick one out quick. And I was like,
The difference
two
down
for five
here,
pesos.
Yeah.
I say a lot, and I make a lot of fun of the great state of Florida, and Lord knows they don't need my help. All you have to do is listen to the news to know what's going on. Mm. But I will tell you about this, and this is, again, what I say about the young people down here, the married couples, the kids with the people with little kids. Down here, there just is a chill in that people are chill about stuff. They do not sweat stuff. You know, Rob, you know this, that in Fairfax County,
it's a competition.
Loudoun County, a pumpkin, what's the place that everybody goes to?
Cox's Farms in Vienna is a big one. Yeah, you can't lick
and
that was their motto in high school.
I know, for a long time.
You might want to
go to that particular, what will that place be like Saturday morning?
If you've ever been to hell, it'll be just a little worse than that.
It is mommies stepping over other mommies. It is getting Junior in the line to do this and stuff.
Yeah, you're going to have to do the hayride.
There's none of that down here. There's the stuff down here is just everybody chills out about
stuff. But there is, look, I agree that this area is nonstop. It's unhealthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
We live here. I don't think I'll ever leave here. But there is.
Everything is a competition.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
But on Florida's side, and I have. And I remember having a great conversation with a loved one that lives in Florida now that never lived in Florida before.
This is your brother and sister, brother-in-law and your sister.
Yeah,
right?
Yes. And I said, well, what's the deal? And she said, I don't know how to say this tactfully, but she said.
Good intro to any statement.
Here it comes.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Yep.
She says, I don't know if it's the sun, but when people get to Florida, they feel like. It's like it's okay not to know about certain things. Like if they need to not think as much as you. I feel like when we were living in another place, people were thinking more.
Let me refine that a little bit because I agree with her. I think I understand what she's saying. You don't. It's almost down here. The rhythm is such that it's almost as though everybody's working. People are slaying the dragon down here, but there's almost an attitude where people don't sweat. Being on top of everything, they don't obsess over that.
I've heard it on talk shows. One of the hardest things to do is to have some topic introduced to you and just say, "I don't know, I don't know," because a lot of people will say, "Oh, you know what? I can probably fake this. I can listen to context clues in the conversation."
Yeah, but she works.
And get by.
I guess her perspective is in the medical field, where you think. These things would be covered. They're common sense. Like, you don't sweat the small stuff. That can be a problem when it goes to the
basically
larger scale.
Saying everybody in the state is an ignoramus. Is that what she's saying, Oscar? He's basically uneducated, slack jawed yokels down there.
She said things are slower, but on all scales.
That's right.
I understand.
That's when the doctor takes the thermometer out of his overalls.
She said, it was funny.
You feel hot. Put this in your mouth.
She said, I said, now I know why you said that there's no way to say this in an attackful way. But I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, she goes, I've seen childcare from Pennsylvania to California to D.C. to middle America.
She's a pediatrician, we should point out.
Yes,
so
yes.
She sees parents that have kids.
And she says she's a pediatrician.
And in Pennsylvania, she worked in a really tough neighborhood for Pennsylvania, right? She worked at a clinic for most of the time there.
Mm-hmm. And, you're seeing basic child care situations are not necessarily job one,
where she's sitting there and she's like, I mean, this is stuff you learn in some education class in high school.
Well, right? I tell you, he's three, and I thought he could light grandma's cigarette. I didn't know he'd set the whole dang house on fire.
His body just wasn't going with him.
And again,
he might have a twisted colon.
We lost another one.
The conversation is not like that with my sister. There's concern when she talks to me about it.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's a sign.
Not that the diapers are flammable.
Mrs. Johnson, can you tell us? Mrs. Johnson, yes. Can you tell us why your little son is having stomach cramp?
I think he got a fart stuck crosswise.
I've seen it. His daddy had it.
I've seen it. His daddy had it all the time. He'd have a few Bud Lights, on a Friday night, and in the morning he said, "Honey, I did it again. I got a fart stuck crosswise."
I'm calling out to the factory. I can't make it. Got a fart stuck crosswise.
By Monday, everything was fine after he watched his football and screamed and yelled a little bit and got it all out. Yeah, he liked to fall out. I like to fall out. Anyway, we'll take a break. Are you ready for Oscar's take?
Yes.
All right. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
So I watch Miami Vice.
I'm Oscar Santana.
Yay,
and
Oscar.
I'm Todd. We're trying to bridge the gap between entertainment
fill
and
that gap
technology.
Today.
And we're doing it right now.
Yes.
We're much better than Rob Spielman.
F you, Rob.
Listen to Tech 4-in-1. That's available on MichaelMeiraShow.com.
Show.
Or find us on iTunes. Just search for Tech 4-in-1 Show.
More broadcasting. Today. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Today after the program, recording a new episode, finally.
Oh, God, wow. I can't wait.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Draft. Hey, want to thank all of you that are following me on Draft. It's fantastic. It's weekly fantasy football, but it ain't like the other guys with Draft. You play real live snake drafts with other people, just like in a season-long league, and this is how it works. The draft lasts for just a week. You can follow Rob at Chalky Colon, Oscar at Oscar F. Santana, and yours truly at M. O'Meara, and get in on the fun. Once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades. You don't have a waiver wire. They even take care of the injuries on Draft. Drafts start every couple of minutes, so you can join one right now. And the best part, cold, hard cash. Drafts start from just $1, so there is a draft for everyone. Come and join us on Draft today. Remember, Rob is Chalky Colon, Oscar is Oscar F. Santana, and I'm M. O'Meara. Or you can play right from your computer on PlayDraft.com for a limited time. Get Draft in the App Store, by the way. A limited time only. All new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit, but you got to use the promo code TMOS. That's right. Play a real money game for free just for using promo code TMOS on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to PlayDraft.com and play free with promo code TMOS and get ready to win. Let me move the Grand Marnier.
Why do you need to move the Grand Marnier?
It was sitting on top of Oscar's take.
Oscar's
ladies and gentlemen.
Take.
And now, it's time for Oscar's take.
Oscar's take!
A review and comment on the news of the day that may or may not affect you, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Meara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. Now, Oscar's take.
Oscar's take!
Oscar?
Gentlemen.
Hi.
Katy Perry's birthday was Wednesday. Ellen DeGeneres posted an old picture of herself staring in disbelief and probably, a little bit of arousal at Katy's ample cleavage. She captioned it, "Happy birthday, Katy Perry. It's time to bring out the big balloons." In the picture, Katy is looking at the camera and smiling while Ellen's wife, Portia de Rossi, is cracking up. But a lot of people think it's inappropriate, especially given the laser focus on sexual harrassment in Hollywood. Piers Morgan tweeted, "If a man made this joke, Ellen would leave feed the cries of sexist pig. Where does it end? What is your take, Oscar Santana?
Lighten up, everybody. Wow, enough about this BS.
Yeah, I thought I was going to have to get the paddles
Pierce,
for him.
You know what you're doing. Ellen likes the carpet. That's the joke, right? She knows. She came out decades ago. Of course.
I'm with him on this
one. Males and females. They'll stare at those globes. There's nothing better than a good pair of
Well, honey, your fingers are going to be bleeding in post-show. Oscar, a new study found the biggest fashion turnoffs for men and women across five different age groups. And I feel like a lot of people are guilty of these things. Here's what women hate the most on men. I'll give you the whole thing and then you can comment on it.
Please.
Teenagers, New Balance shoes. Women in their 20s, fedoras. Women in their 30s, music festival clothing. Women in their 40s, skinny ties. And women in their 50s, track pants or jogging pants. And here's what men hate the most on women. Teenagers, turtlenecks. Men in their 20s, henna tattoos. Men in their 30s, the dog filter on Snapchat, which I guess counts as fashion. Yeah. Is that where people make themselves look like a dog?
I also think it's cute.
Men in their 40s, leopard print. Men in their 50s, too much makeup. That's what people love and people hate. I'm not sure what's in there for you.
We still don't have a cure for cancer. Enough of this nonsense. Let's take that energy and focus on what we can solve to save lives.
I agree. I agree. And by the way, I also agree with that thing about Ellen. It's like everybody just take a pill.
Right. Like, how can you create or be funny anymore if everybody's going to write about it and say, if I did that, F you.
I'm only funny if I wear leopard print.
I mean, and I would also, I mean, just to go back on that a little bit, I would think the majority of men in America would feel the exact same way, Piers.
Sure.
Right? I mean, it's like,
on. He wants to be in the papers.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Oscar, the rumors have come true. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar's
Take.
Oscar's Take. Ecat Srayoko.
Pretty good.
The rumors have come true. And look, there's never a Starbucks story I don't have.
You love it. That and Justin Bieber.
Starbucks really did roll out a new zombie Frappuccino.
Scared kids.
If they've got it Monday, we can have a taste test. Like the unicorn Frappuccino earlier this year, it seems like the main appeal is how good it looks in Instagram photos, not the taste. The zombie Frappuccino, rectal and oral thermometer, the taste.
we only have time for punchlines.
the zombie Frappuccino has a caramel apple flavor that's getting mixed reviews already, but since you still want to try one, it went on sale yesterday and it'll be available through Halloween. It's called the zombie Frappuccino, Oscar.
Fellas, you know how we all feel about the pumpkin spice.
Yes.
Right? We were inundated, especially during this time of year, outside of the pumpkin spice bonus package. We would say, and that's available on michaelmareshow.com.
Makes a great
bonus.
Gift.
That's what I'm talking about. I love that.
You know, the unicorn bit was kind of weird, but the zombie Frappuccino, even as an adult, and I have no kids, I would buy it, not to taste just for the show, just to get in the spirit of things.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much anti-holiday, anti-Christmas. I'm going to be offensive.
Yeah, all right.
Let's get into it. I want to see everybody walk around with these zombie Frappuccinos.
Yeah, that's good. I'm sure that's a positive priced. Oscar's take. Yeah. I like that. You're listening to Oscar's take.
Yes, you do.
Oscar's take.
Oscar, kids can all celebrate Halloween on Tuesday night because they're kids and they can get away with it. But you're an adult. Do you need to put on a costume and get hammered on Tuesday nights? Because they're really not ideal for that. Would you rather celebrate Halloween prematurely this weekend or weirdly late next weekend? That's the question. We found out one server that asked that very important question. The answer is 72% of people want to celebrate this weekend. The other 28% say, don't judge me, society, and would throw on a costume for a party on November 3rd or 4th. I say no. It's why we had our live show, because Halloween is over.
Over.
But this is not Mike's take. It's Oscar's take.
Oscar's take!
I would be remiss if I didn't mention that as an adult and as a fledgling alcoholic, we are. I am celebrating Halloween, and we're actually celebrating with Big O and Dukes, Mike. We have a Hordaween event at Fairwinds Brewing tomorrow at 3 p.m. Get out there if you can.
Oscar's
3 p.m. I didn't know that you were doing
it. It's day drinking, Mike. Day drinking as an adult. Yes.
3 p.m.
Yes.
You guys aren't getting old, are you? What are you doing 3 p.m. for?
Oh, no.
For God's sake.
Day drinking, home in bed before Jeopardy.
Day drinking allows everybody to come out and drink heavily. and they either can get a hotel, blackout, or go to a Lyft, and they can go out and party later on in the night if they want, or they can stay till close, whatever they can.
Will you be leaving the Big O and Dukes event and going to another party? That's the question I have for you.
I usually stay there till they tell me to leave, because that's the type of event it is, right?
Oscar will be like, in some. What are you? What is your costume going to be?
It's a surprise. I'm going with Shannon's the couple's costume. You will see online, Mike.
I know what it is. Don't listen to everybody. Sexy podcaster.
I wish. No, but look, I think as a guy who knows this, that got his car vandalized last Halloween. Right.
Yeah. And by the way, did I ever apologize for that?
No, you didn't.
I'm sorry about that.
I think the rule of thumb is you go out the weekend prior, especially when it's a midweek, like a Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. Rule of thumb.
Yeah, I think so.
As a Georgetown resident, it'll be M Street will be crazy Saturday night.
It will be crazy, and all our cars are going to be in paid garages, because if I have to pay for another dented hood because some yokel decided to jump up and down on mine,
I remember.
I'll have enough of that.
And by the way, if I did a Christmas Eve Christmas carol singing, make sure you better believe that Big O and Dukes would do a Christmas Day candle lighting. I mean, rest assured, you're listening to Oscar's take. Oscar, a 20. I should have gotten that. That would have been funnier if I did it the other way. If I did a Christmas Day carol singing, Big O and Dukes would do a Christmas Eve candle lighting.
Exactly. That's what it is.
A 20-year-old woman named Shelby McDowell crashed a wedding in Palm Coast, Florida. This is the final item on Oscar's.
All right. I hold in my hand the final item.
Let me start again.
Please.
A 20-year-old.
No, it's too early.
There we go.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Oh, no. Woo! Yeah!
Woo! Oh, my God. That bottle is as big as your head.
Camel coming.
Oh, man.
Yummy, yummy in your tummy.
You know what? That'll fight off the scurvy.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I'll tell you, before noon, that kind of makes you want to vomit. All right, here we go.
Hey, you got your day drinking in before Big O and Dukes. Good job.
Day drinking.
10:35 a 20-year-old woman named Shelby McDowell Oscar crashed a wedding in Palm Coast, Florida last weekend. Why? Because her boyfriend was invited and she wasn't. Oh. And she suspected that he was cheating on her.
Oh.
So here's what Shelby did. Shelby wore a wig, snuck into the wedding, and she did see her boyfriend kissing another woman. She was so mad that she ran up and punched the woman, and then she hid in the bathroom.
Nice.
The bridesmaids found her in there, pulled her out of the stall by her feet, and started beating her. The cops came, and Shelby wound up getting arrested for battery. That's, what's your take on that one, Oscar?
Yeah. She already knew something was going on if she knew that she had to go to this wedding, right? Because the idea that you don't, and I just went through this.
Wedding show.
About plus ones. Plus ones could be grenades. To a wedding. My girl's little brother brought a grenade to the wedding, right?
Right.
And luckily somebody fell on it, because we had to figure out there wasn't that much collateral damage.
Right.
Now, this girl showing up and then finding another girl, I almost give her credit. Now, the beatdown afterwards, probably not a good look for her. A lot of bruises and the wedding was ruined. But overall, the idea that she smoked him out, it's a big win in my eyes.
Thank you, Oscar. That's Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
We have a lot of strong opinions on Oscar's take this
week.
We will take a break, and when we come back, it's always Friday, and you always have some special little sounds for us, don't you?
You know, stuff that wasn't ripe on Thursday was ripe today, so I picked it.
Will there be any grenades in the audio vault?
I'm going to throw one at Oscar during the break.
We will come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike Romero Show.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it twice a week at the Mike O'Mara Show. Anger, sadness, neglect, confusion.
On one show
these are
today.
Just some of the emotions we here at TMOS feel when listeners abandon us on Wide Open Wednesdays. No calls means no answers to the questions that keep us up at night. Like, what's the TMOS stock tip of the week? Does Adrian make bad jokes when he answers the phones? Or is that just in studio? Do you suffer from attention surplus syndrome, or ASS? And do you think Rob did a good job stocking the community refrigerator? With all the laughs we give you, give back to us. Call 888-920-MORE on Wide Open Wednesdays so you can contribute to the fun. And to make sure Mike doesn't have to make threats on air anymore.
Thank you. It's a classic show for that today. That's a right promo for the right show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Halloween Tuesday, Amazon, your haunted headquarters. Missing the deals on Amazon could be the death of you. A missed opportunity that will haunt you forever.
Buy a t-shirt.
All of Satan's minions are shopping through our Amazon portal. Cool kids like Jeff Hancock, who bought 12 peanut butter scented centipede traps.
Oh. Ew.
Pretty soon I'll have captured enough to make a nice stir fry.
Oh!
Joni Ray Tuttle. Wonder if she's related to the big Tuttles. Time Tuttles.
Joni Ray!
She bought Death Wish coffee pods.
Oh.
Dave McIntosh bought a cast iron skillet scrubber. No more human leavings in his frying pan. Wow. And Taylor Jenkins bought Slide-O-Mix wrap.
Take it from the top.
I'm so sorry. Taylor Jenkins bought Slide-O-Mix Rapid Comfort Trombone Lubricant. Happy Halloween to all of you tromboners out there in Amazon land. Plus, Amazon has everything you need for Halloween. Shopping Amazon through our portal changes nothing for you, means the world to us. Do your shopping at Amazon, you tromboners. And please access it via TMOS. And we thank you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vaults for today, Friday, October 27, 2017, Rob.
I wish yesterday I had said, I don't think the Harvey Weinstein thing could get any weirder. Because, you know, then today I could prove myself wrong. Because
yeah, I was saying yesterday I get madder and madder every time I see more stuff about him.
Yesterday on Good Morning America, Ashley Judd was on, and he pursued her by her words that he just was relentless in his offers and his extensions of what he wanted from her, that she actually made a deal with him. How creepy is this? This was her way out. She made a deal with Harvey Weinstein.
And he kept coming back at me with all this other stuff. And finally, I just said, when I win an Oscar in one of your movies, okay? And he was like, yeah, when you get nominated. I said, no, when I win an Oscar. And then I just fled. Which I think, you know, am I proud of that? That I'm of two minds. The part that shames myself says no. The part of me that understands the way shame works says, that was absolutely brilliant. Good job, kid.
I agree.
You got out of there.
Yeah.
Well done.
You know what she did is she used his own sort of
power.
Weird, the way his mind is wired, used it against him.
Yeah,
and it's
what
just,
a bastard.
But it is so creepy to think that you have to go to that level, isn't it?
And Ashley Judd, kudos to be one of the very first people to speak about this. Mm-hmm. And she deserves, you know, she's her bio, basically, you look at her track record, she's a gutsy lady.
Yep.
And more guys are falling. You know, did you see the last producer? Was it not Rose? Rachel McAdams.
Oh.
A news just broke last night on Vanity Fair. It's Rachel McAdams and. Selma Blair. Selma Blair.
And Harvey Weinstein victims?
No, this is another director.
But these
another
two are director. Both out against him? Wow.
You know, and the guy that I watch on Morning Joe, Mark Halperin, who I always thought, and it was great because in my own house, I've got a little street cred on that one where I'm looking over at Carl and I'm going, I told you he was a creep. He looked creepy. And Mark Halperin is, you know, now taking a leave of absence. Yeah. So this tidal wave is continuing.
Pony Boy, when we hear those emails, man.
Oh, yeah.
Rough.
Yeah.
It's going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult.
Her name comes up on this show a lot.
They're all imaginary.
Her name comes up a lot because Mike likes her and I like her, Dolly Parton, and she's an amazing success story, but you forget from whence she came. She was so backwoodsy when she grew up, such a hillbilly, you'll pardon the phrase. She was on Dr. Oz yesterday and told this true story.
I had jumped across the fence onto a broken mason jar and cut three of my toes, just my little toes on my right foot, almost off. And they were just kind of hanging there. And so they grabbed me up, and all my dad and my brothers, they had to hold me down. Mama, she put cornmeal. Now, you're a doctor. You might know. I think the cornmeal was to absorb the blood.
Yes.
They put kerosene on it for antiseptic. And Mama took her sewing needles. She used to make her quilts and stuff. And she literally had to sew my toes back on.
Oh,
but they work, and they healed, and I'm still walking on them.
Amazing.
Wow.
Kerosene.
Just a sweet lady. Very sweet lady. Very kind lady. Very kind to the media. Very, very nice.
Last night, there was an amazing one-sided victory as the Ravens beat the Dolphins 40-0 on Thursday Night Football. And Jim Nance and Tony Romo calling the game. Mike, this will make you miss John Madden so bad because they had slow-mo footage of a cat running across the field.
Saw the video, but didn't hear the audio.
And here's the audio. Just not that great.
There's a cat on the field, Jim.
It's Halloween season.
So look at this, Jim. This is like how you ran in high school. Look
exactly.
At that. Perfect form, extension, and doesn't even get phased that there's people around. Just look at the change of direction. Does he get both feet in right here at the end, Jim?
Well, he turns it uphill.
That's way too much fun at this point. I feel like we're just like in that tired mode.
You know, is it Romo doing the shtick?
Romo was doing the
shtick.
And
Nat's giving him no help whatsoever.
Because if it had been Madden and Summerall, they would have done that for 2.5 quarters.
At least Romo's trying.
Yeah, that's true. He is
trying. I give Romo total credit for, and he's the newbie in this business.
He's excited and he's there and I'm like,
but the good news is after the game, Jim Nantz gave his tie to the cat.
Oh, by the way, thank you to the listener that sent me the video of Jim Nantz in his backyard with Nick Faldo at his recreated par three, where he has a Pebble Beach plaque that he puts if people get a hole in one in his backyard at his home. Hi, Jim. How are you? It's Ray, Jim Nantz. It's Ray.
Is that far from the wine bar that he has in his home?
Yeah, I'd love to get Jim on the show. That'd be fun. That'd be a lot. Jim Nantz.
One more time.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Jimmy. All right. Chrissy Teigen was taking a lot of flack last week because she put a picture, I think it was on Instagram, where she accidentally showed some nipple. Mm-hmm. It's very clear that it was an accident. She did not mean to do it. So she issued an apology yesterday on Twitter.
I just want to apologize to everyone I know. I've let my friends down. I've let my family down. I have nipples. It's not something I'm proud of.
So she apologized not for showing, but for having nipples. I thought that's funny.
I'm sorry about that.
I'm very sorry. And let us close with this. This is exciting for people that love good food and convenience. This is a game changer in New York City.
Red Lobster announced today that it will start delivering its food in New York City through a partnership with Grubhub. Because if there's one thing that will make discount seafood even better, it's 20 minutes on the back of a bike.
My cheddar biscuits are cold. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. And, hey, get those NOLA posts out there.
Get it
out.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'll be fine Monday. I promise you. I'll be A-OK.
Is that a Grand Marnier still on sale?
There you go.
No, I'm talking about another bottle. You might want to stock up for Christmas.
Yeah, the bigger part is in the bottom. I don't know what that means. Isolate that for the weekend. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Send it today, and it'll get to me by next year. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Just a second. You're not going anywhere until I tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, when you think Halloween, think Amazon and go through our website. Open eternally at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Amazon. Good.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.